Yes. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. What you hear is the Russian national anthem because it is time for the official Flyers show in Philadelphia, the WIP Afternoon Show, to do Flyers in 50 with Broads. Broads, how are we feeling, sir?
Well, it was a big win up in Boston last night. Are you kidding me? At the Garden?
I heard.
What's up, baby?
I heard.
That's right.
So when we have Broads on for Flyers in 50, we started the season with 50 seconds. If the Flyers win, he gets 2 more seconds. If they lose, he loses 2 seconds. By our count, it is 2-1. They are 2-1 since the last time we did this. You had 44 seconds at the time, so you would be up to 46 seconds.
Wow. Now, I got a question for you, Spike.
Yeah.
Have you heard the evolution of this segment yet? Did Rod ever throw anything your way?
No, why?
Okay, well, ooh, you know, there's a little rumbling on the streets that you're lucky that they're stringing a few together, because the boss and I discussed if there's not enough seconds for our liking, you are going to have to join me at 2 a.m. in studio for a Flyers Minute.
Oh, how about that?
Like this. Like how the tables have turned.
Let me tell you something, Broads.
What?
You are not my program director. I'll have that conversation with Rod.
Like we sat down together, and that's the plan we came up with.
Look, bro, I did my time after midnight here at WIP. I did my time.
Well, barely. What, did you for 2 years?
Yes.
That's a long time.
It's enough time.
A decade ago?
It's enough time.
We'll talk tomorrow, Spike.
All right. Well, so here we go. Flyers in 50 with Broads starts now.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
Now, since I'm a people pleaser, I will strictly look at Matvei Michkov through 10 games. This kid is so legit, all right? He's top of the league in scoring for rookies. 9 points in 10 games. And we're not talking some secondary assist that nobody cares about. 4 bingos, 5 apples, and he plays with piss and vinegar. He's getting in the corners. He's getting in the face of people. He's got tremendous passing, and he can score from everywhere, from the top of the blue line, posting in, when he's on the power play off to the side. It's ridiculous, and he's as promised. He really is. We're getting what we deserve. When they all gave us the words about how phenomenal he'd be, we're getting what we were promised, and it puts a big smile.
Ooh, that's 46 seconds, bro.
Pretty good time. Pretty good timing out there.
Not bad.
You're starting to cook, man.
Yeah, it always leaves me wanting more.
That's good.
Preferably we can get more. I'm just spitballing here. Preferably we can do that.
They've sucked to begin the season, and they're letting everyone down. So maybe the Flyers should start winning some games.
Timeout. Let's pay attention. They've won 2 out of their last 3, and they beat Minnesota in a matinee at the Barn Saturday afternoon.
There you go.
Put down over there, Juan Soto. Soto sacrificer.
Okay. No, I'm going to shave your head.
Yeah. A good thing and bad thing here with Broads. The good thing is he concentrated on Michkov, which is what we want to hear about in Flyers in 50. The bad thing is the first one that you did, you started talking about that other guy.
He got sent down. Jet Luchenko.
Yeah. All you wanted to talk about was Jet Luchenko, and he got sent down. How can we rely on you for Flyer stuff if you want to brag about this guy that isn't even on the Flyers anymore a week later?
Well, time out. The reason he's not here is because the team has been struggling so much that Torts didn't want to put a lot of pressure on the 18.
Sorry, bad news.
Wow. First time receiving that music. Yeah. I always hear it from the other side, and it's funny, but right now I'm a little pissed off.
Come on, man.
He's hitting him with that.
I got to tell you, bro, it's like I got nothing to do with this, man. And
I know.
I'm trying to fight the good fight for you on this side of it, but I'm outnumbered.
You are.
I love the Flyers talk.
Ike loves Flyers and Fish.
I do, man.
I know. Didn't you have a hockey segment, Ike?
I did. Hockey in the Hood.
All right, maybe we can tie this together and have a podcast.
Like that, we can get you.
Flyers in 50 podcast, 50-second podcast.
That's not like very long. I mean, Ike hasn't talked about how everyone has a podcast here besides him, so it's about time.
I am the only one here without a podcast.
You want to do a podcast?
No, I don't.
Okay, there we go.
Good. I'm good.
All right, bro, we appreciate
Thanks, brother.
There he is. Hunter Brody.
It's good, man. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Big, I'm so in on Flyers in 50.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I said, as soon as he starts going, that's when you hit the buzzer,
no,
man.
No, I know. It's a shame.
Yeah. As soon as he starts cooking.
Yeah.
You can hear how disappointed he is when it's over. And then he tries to sneak in more hockey talk in the conversation.
Chet Luchenko?
Yeah.
Come on.
The guy spent half the time on his first one talking about Chet Luchenko. He's not even on the team. He got sent down to the minors. 215-592-9494. It is the start of sacrifice for Soto. We need John Middleton to write that check. We don't want to hear that he won't leave New York. He will go to whoever pays him the most, and let's make it Philadelphia. If John Middleton is going to sacrifice the money, we are going to sacrifice as well. Jack will name his second child Juan. I will get a Juan Soto tattoo. Ike will eat a triple-decker mayonnaise sandwich, which might be the biggest sacrifice of the three of us, because I like tattoos. Jack is looking forward to his son. Ike will not be looking forward to the mayonnaise sandwich. So we want to know what you will sacrifice. It takes a village, as Jack said. 215-592-9494. Terrence in Springfield, you're on WIP.
Ike, Spike, Fritz, what's up, man?
What's up?
What up, Terrence?
My biggest sacrifice, man, I told Jack, is I'll give up sex for a year, man.
Well, how the hell are we supposed to know you're going without sex?
And how are we supposed to know you'd get it anyway?
Yeah, I'll keep a tab, you know. I'll put my girl on there, man. Keep take notes. Have a little diary. You know what I mean? We'll keep notes.
Terrence, but, I want to be there when you have that conversation with her.
We gotta compromise, man. It's for Soto, man. It's for Juan Soto.
Yes.
This team needs Soto. I feel like it's something we're missing in the lineup. We're missing that. We haven't had that swagger in a while in the Phillies lineup.
Yes.
I know we got Bryce. We got the team, the morale and all that. But something about Soto, man, I think the round before last time, before last round, before they clinched, he was talking trash to the pitcher, and he hit the home run right after he was talking trash. Like, that's swagger. That's like Kobe Bryant, Jordan-esque talking swag. So we got to get on board and bring Soto over here, man. I don't care what we got to do. To me, he's 26 years old. This kid is young. And right now, I hope the Yankees lose tonight, because if they win, you know what I'm thinking about staying if they come back and, you know, complete the comeback. We want the Yankees to lose so he can win out of there.
Look, here's the swagger part is great. I want you to think about the lineup. All of a sudden, let's think about for a second moving Schwarber out of the leadoff spot, because now we have people who can drive in behind him. Here's what I want you to think about. Think about the beginning of the lineup being Trey Turner, Bryce Harper with Juan Soto hitting behind him. It's Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, Juan Soto, Kyle Schwarber. That is a scary section of the lineup.
Yeah.
But Spike, also, that would be no excuse. If we don't get it done, if we get Soto, we don't get it done. There's no excuse. And for all the idiots saying not to get Soto, like, get a life. Come on, man. Soto.
Fuck, yeah. Terrence, I mean, you're going to get lefties back-to-back and him and Harper? That can't happen.
Oh, do you not want Harper hitting second?
I've gotten some texts and tweets like, well, who's going to – you can't have lefties hitting back-to-back, so I got to instruct the lineup.
You know what?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Are we sure we can't do that? Is it against the rules?
They did win a World Series with Utley and Howard batting back-to-back.
Yeah,
but regardless, they combined at a 915 OPS against lefties last year.
Yeah, if the lefties are Juan Soto and Bryce Harper, you can have them hitting back-to-back. It could be fine.
Yeah, we ain't worried about that, man. Let them bat however they want to bat, because they're gonna produce. They're going to produce some runs, baby.
Absolutely. All right, Terrence.
I think Jalen is on the way back. You got to keep it going for me to believe it, though. I'm going to see some more weeks of that.
That we'd all like to see some more weeks of what we saw, Terrence. Yeah, I mean, certainly right trajectory for Jalen. Thank you for the call. Terrence giving up sex for a year. And for some, now,
well, again, I got to know the frequency he's at now.
Yeah, that's the big question.
Like, how much of a sacrifice
is he
this?
Going from two to nothing? That's not that big a sacrifice. We got to know.
Well, he said his girl, so I'm imagining.
Yeah, he's dating
someone. How long has he been with the girl?
That's a good question. Yeah, you know.
Just being honest. Yeah, just calling him like I see him.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, if it's time for a new car, which I think it probably is, because that old banged up car needs to be replaced, Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown is the place to go. Here we are, October, Halloween, spooky season. Ghost your ride with Colonial Hyundai. John Ashdale, the cars are his staff at Colonial. They're sitting there, and on their lot, they've got over 200 2024 Hyundais, and they all got to get off the lot. They're Santa Fe's and Tucson's and Kona's, all of them. They want to help you get into one of them. helping you with 0% financing for 60 months. Also going to give you more for that old banged up car, that piece of crap, than anybody else is going to give you. They're consistently recognized for giving more for trade-ins than anyone in the region. They're going to guarantee you $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. And every new Hyundai from Colonial comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Stay away from the ghouls. Ghost your ride with Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. Online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Before we get back to Sacrifice for Soto, coming up at 4, Brian Baldinger will join us. Now, we know Baldy is not only a filmsman, but is plugged in. And we have to ask him about this. I want to read you a tweet, Ike, that Baldy sent today. Mm-hmm. So Baldy sent a tweet about the Eagles' use of play action. He says, the Eagles' use of play action passes has really helped the rhythm and timing of his throws. The receivers love it, and the offensive line are thankful for it. Somebody asked Baldy, any idea why it took them 8 weeks to do this? Baldy replies, a few guys were tired of the offense and spoke up. Now, by the way, I think that's a positive thing, mm-hmm. a positive thing that players feel comfortable enough to say, assuming it's players, he says yeah. a few guys, comfortable enough to say, hey, this is not working. We should try this. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious from Baldy's perspective, you know, what gave them that comfort to speak up? Maybe we can ascertain from what he says who it might have been, like, mm-hmm. you know, whether offensive guys, maybe it was coach. I don't know who it was, but I think it's good insight that
definitely
happened.
Was veteran players on the offensive side of the ball.
You would think so.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And you would think it's not like receivers want them to run the ball more.
No, but the play action pass thing
has helped them.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah,
it'd just be interesting to ask him
about.
Agree. Yeah, and I know he's not going to tell us, hey, it was X, it was Y, but I mm-hmm. think the perspective on it. So that'll come up at 4 o'clock. We'll talk to Baldy then.
It's time. Hats off to whoever those guys were.
Yes, thank you. Philadelphia,
yeah,
thanks
yeah, we
you.
We appreciate that, yeah.
215-592-9494. What would you sacrifice for Soto? Chris in Wilmington. You're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Hey, I'd like to make a little sacrificial waiver on where he lands between the Mets and the Phillies.
Oh, I don't want to bet on. Are you a Met fan?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to bet on it with you.
Why not? You gotta have faith in your owner putting up the bucks.
Well, here's what I'd ask you, Chris. Where are all the big free agents, desirable free agents that have flocked to the Mets? Because I can name the Phillies free agents, right? I can say Bryce Harper. I can say Trey Turner. I can say Zach Wheeler. So where are all the big successes since Steve Cohen took over for Mets free agents?
Well, we had the terrible with the Verlander that year.
Yeah, it didn't work. Yeah, it didn't work.
But this year is supposed to go after Corbin Barnes.
Supposed to.
So does the big fish.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I read that Cole might opt out of his contract. He's got the player option. And they might go after him.
Can I tell you, Juan Soto wants to be a big fish in a big pond. Playing for the Mets is big fish in little pond stuff.
Nah.
You from New York?
No.
Okay. Been around there? Spent some time there? You know the place everybody wants to play in New York is in the Bronx. It's not in Flushing. Come on.
Yeah. I think they're trying to change that, you know, the narrative a little bit.
Because
the owner they had before, Will Pond, they were horrible.
They were horrible, but I'm happy that you have an owner that will spend. But I just think the there's a lot of Mets confidence that they're going to sign Soto, and I'm just not quite as confident. Now, I know Cohen will spend and spend and spend and spend, but I think our owner in Philadelphia is just as passionate, if not more, and I say this as a compliment, almost seems psychotic about wanting to win a World Series. And if I'm Juan Soto, I can look at this lineup. You know, the Mets are a half-finished team. The Phillies are not. The Phillies need to add one or two big things to become, you know, the second-best record in the National League last year. You know, I just like, the Mets were a cute story this year, but I wouldn't be so confident.
I think they win the division next year with Soto.
Nah. Well, they're not going to have Soto. He's going to be on the Phillies. All right, Chris.
All right.
All right,
Chris.
There's just a lot of bluster from Mets fans about Steve Cohen, about the big free agents he'll sign. And I just like, where? Tell me the big free agents are going to the Mets. I don't see it there.
Well, the last time they tried to do all that, they sucked. And they had to trade all of them at the deadline.
And pay for them to play somewhere else.
Yeah. So. By the way, the Wilpons sucked, but it went further with the Wilpons than they did with Steve Cohen.
That's a good point.
They went to the World Series in 2015.
Good point.
Thank you. Just making cases.
John Indelco has a golf story about Howard and Charles Barkley. John, you're on WIP.
Ooh, boy.
Hey, Spike. How you doing?
What's up, John?
So a long time ago, maybe like 20, 25 years ago, I caddied for your dad and Charles Barkley at a local club, a good club. I don't know if I should say the name of the club.
It was 20 years ago. I think you're safe.
Overbrook Golf Club in Bryn Mawr. So,
okay.
Everything was good till like the 13th hole, and they were obviously gambling, playing a match, and Charles had like a 3-foot putt. And Howard had like a 2-foot putt. And I don't know if you know golf etiquette, but if you give somebody a putt and you're inside them, generally they're going to be like, yeah, you can just pick it up. So your dad gives Charles the 3-footer. So Charles picks it up and your dad walks over and just assumes Charles is going to give him the putt, and he picks up his ball. So Charles turns to him and says, you know, I didn't give you that bleeping putt. So now your dad's lost the hole, right? So he's got steam. I mean, coming out of tears. So we get to the next tee, and I don't know how he got himself together his tee shot, but it's like a blind tee shot on 14. It's a narrow green with out of bounds back and water up front. Charles hits on, your dad chunks it in the water, and clubs start flying. And I've caddied for a long, long time. I think maybe I've seen like one or two other guys throw golf clubs.
Yeah.
And one of them was Howard Eskin.
Yeah. Him throwing golf clubs is not a surprise at all. So when you're saying, I don't play golf. When you're saying pick up the putt, are you just saying he gives it to him and says,
he's basically saying you made it.
Yeah, like Ike knows, yeah.
Call him gimmies.
It's an etiquette thing. You say, yeah, good. Like, am I good? Yeah, okay, yeah. You're good, because he was a shorter putt.
It's funny that Charles didn't give Howard his.
Well, which also leads me to believe they may have been out there with a little something on the line.
Yes.
For sure. Oh, yeah. I don't know how much it was.
Yeah, usually when something is on the line, they make you putt it out, yeah. By the way, those are the worst guys to play behind.
The guys who are betting.
Oh, they stand over every putt for 5 minutes, it seems like. And you're like, man, just give him the putt and move on to the next hole, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they said a word to each other the rest of the round.
Two horrible golfers moping at each other, betting on golf. Now,
I've seen Charles' latest swing. It's gotten better.
Oh, has it?
He doesn't have the hitch anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's gotten rid of it.
He had an ugly hitch.
Oh, yeah. He had a terrible. I think he hit somebody at one of these tournaments and it messed with his head for years. So I think that's what he said for years.
And is he thin now? Did Charles lose a bunch of weight?
Thin?
Well, has he lost weight?
Okay. Yes.
Not thin.
Yeah, right. Well, he's thin.
I just wonder if that helps. I wonder if it helps
being
slender.
Yeah.
John,
he's a big man.
John, you still caddy or no?
No, I play now. I don't caddy now.
I don't know about you guys giving each other putts and stuff. I would never. I'd be a terrible guy.
But it's a classy game.
It's a gentleman's game.
Yes. Oh, these sound like gentlemen. And anyone who's listened to this show can confirm you two have very limited gentleman capabilities.
Taking everybody to pound town, baby. Pick it up, Fritzy.
Yeah, that's right. And plus, try to help the other guy out. You know,
if you play with somebody who doesn't give you putts, it's a long
day. Yeah, that's a tough. That's a long day, man.
Well, strategically. By the way, strategically, Ike giving Jack the putts is actually good strategy because Jack's a better golfer, so that means Ike gets the putts as well.
Exactly.
It's a good strategy. Yeah.
That's true.
Wish they had that in high school.
Yeah. All right, John. Appreciate the story.
All right, fellas. Take it easy.
Not a shock that Howard had a temper tantrum on the golf course. Not a shock at all.
I played behind the king this year at Merrill's golf tournament.
Bit of a slow moving group.
I was yelling at him the whole time too.
You know, yeah.
Is he good? Is he a good golfer?
He's a little older now, so he doesn't hit the ball as far. But yeah, he certainly has played the game. You can tell he's played.
Well, there is nothing worse.
When I said, I'm like, dude, you're hitting the ball 50 yards at a time, man. Come on.
There is nothing worse than the old guy that just hits it 100 yards straight down the middle. Meanwhile, like, we're trying to really play golf.
I'm trying to kill it, and I'm 250 to the right.
Jack, would you beat Howard in a round of golf?
Yes.
I would hope so, yeah.
Yeah.
I only play like twice a year now, though.
Do you think he thinks you would beat him?
I think he thinks he would beat me, yeah.
Hmm.
Now, is he playing from which tees is he playing from?
That's a good question.
Because I'm a tipsman.
A tipsman.
Yeah.
Playing
well,
from
tips.
The furthest yeah. oh, the, tee oh. back.
And isn't the one in front, the is it for, is it women, children?
Yes.
Like people who
ladies
don't hit tee, the ball.
Yes,
the
red
tee. The ladies tee, the senior tee.
He got the gold tees. He has the senior tees.
So he's on the senior tee.
Oh.
I don't know if he hit from the senior tees. I don't know that.
Dude, you're going to get a text message, Jack. I promise you, you're getting a text message.
He might be
message.
Playing from the white tees. I don't know.
You're going to get a text message, man. You're going to get a text message. All right. We will talk to Baldy about the Eagles players who suggested.
Who wanted to run the ball?
Yeah. Who was said, hey, guys, are you watching this? You know, we'll talk to Baldy next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.